On the phone with us, we have Jim Jennings from the group Mad Hoss Jackson, show number 2 in the community concert series this Saturday night at the Washington High School Auditorium. Jim, first off, thanks for talking with us. We're really looking forward to the show.
Well, I appreciate you letting us get a little airtime so we can get a little bit of info out there about us, Duane. We really appreciate it.
Well, Mad Hoss Jackson, can you give us the crib note version about this group and how it all came about?
Oh, boy. I'm the only founding member. I was one of the founding members about 23 years ago, so I'm showing my age there a little bit. And we started off as a kind of what we call a variety band. And I've went through, you know, several different lineup changes over the years. And as happens, you know, people get older and have kids and this and that. But I've always stuck with it. And we just always wanted to have a band. You know, two of the guys have been with me for quite a while, and we've always wanted to have a group that we felt, you know, respected audiences and played shows for them. You know, and made them have a good time and write some good music for them. And we kind of ended up going in the country vein now. You know, we ended up really liking having steel guitar and fiddle in our band, which we do. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. You know, some players, you know, they can't travel as much as the core group does. But we just got into country, and we really like what we call the real country, you know, more like a 90s country stuff, and like I say, Texas feel, and, you know, some swing and that kind of thing, and just do it with high energy, you know, but still throw out there some stuff people are familiar with, like Charlie Daniels and George Strait and all that, and then still do some of the songs off our album we did down in Nashville a couple of years ago.
Well, that's it. I've heard some of your original stuff. I'll tell you, you guys got a great sound. You really do.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very proud of that album. Like I say, we did it in Nashville. It's a long story how we met a guy that owned, it's called Treasure Isle Studios, and it's actually where Jason Aldean does all his albums. And Lady Antebellum was recorded there. Johnny Cash is recorded there. You know, it's a lot of big names. And anyhow, the guy just took a liking to us, and he cut us a deal. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still cost a good amount of money. Anything in that town that's worth doing does, you know. And we kind of scratched our some pennies together and got some a couple of investors to help us out and went down and did it. And we're just so proud of that album. Everything about it sounds incredible. It's a heck of an album. We're very proud of it.
So you basically cater to the fans. You can tell what they want. You bring it to them. It's a high-energy show, and not too many will be sitting in their seats. They're going to be on their feet for this one.
That's always our hope, for sure. You know, we do... One thing which this is, I guess, a double-edged sword is we are very proud of our musicality. We work really hard to play well. And sometimes, even though we want people dancing and whatnot, they get into just watching the show, and they're so into it, they're just, you know, kind of watching us instead of, you know, dancing and, you know, doing whatever. But like I say, that's a good thing. It's sometimes people just enjoy our musicality. It's always flattering when they do. So either way, we just like people to appreciate our music. And by all means, if we can get them up and clapping and stomping, things like that, we're sure going to do that, too.
Well, you're keeping a busy schedule pretty much all summer long. You guys are doing fairs and festivals and really getting the Mad Hoss Jackson name out there. And that's what it takes to really go to the next level, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, you got to, of course, have a, you know, social media presence, which my daughter travels with us, and she does that for me. And so that helps us, you know, win new fans. We're going to try and utilize that, you know, in the coming week to get people interested in us to come out and see us. But there's nothing like it. It's just like it's the same rule of sales as, you know, if you show up and you shake somebody's hand, you know, they get to know you, they get a feel for you. And that's definitely when we excel is, you know, all the guys I play with are like brothers to me, and we all get along. We love what we do. And we're good guys, easy to deal with, adapt to things very easily. And we like showing up and just winning people over, you know, 50, 100, 150 at a time, you know, whatever it takes. So we enjoy playing. You know, we've been in, because of Variety Attractions, which also booked the band, this show we're doing for you guys, they've put us in 10 different states, you know, so we've done most of the Midwest, and we play Nashville still some and on. So we definitely keep our nose to the grindstone, for sure.
Well, it's great to hear. And, boy, we're excited to have you in Washington, Indiana. Any chance we can help out a band like yours, we're always glad to do so. You're going to love the venue, Washington High School Auditorium, indoors, air-conditioned, and 900-seat auditorium, great sound. Can't wait to get you guys inside for a sound check and get you ready to roll.
Fantastic. It sounds great. Yeah, air conditioning will be nice, and then where we're from will be nice to know we're not going to get rained on, because we've had an awful lot of that lately.
I understand. So just to sum it up, Mad Hoss Jackson, Saturday night, Washington High School Auditorium. Show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets $25. They will be available at the door. You can also still get them online at the website, WashingtonCommunityConcerts.com. Either way, get those tickets. You can also pick them up at the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce. Don't miss this show. You're going to love it. Jim, again, just can't wait to have you here and entertain the masses in Washington, Indiana. We look forward to it. Have you ever been to this part of the state before? I should ask that before we let you go.
As you were mentioning, well, I can't remember where Washington is. We've played several places in Indiana, some fairs. Where is Washington, in the northern part of the state?
We're in southwest Indiana, actually.
Southwest. I couldn't think of where it was. Now, we've been, you know, around Indianapolis area north of there, so I don't think we've been down quite your way yet, so we're looking forward to seeing some new country for sure.
Well, it's long overdue, friend. It's
yes,
long overdue.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Well, we will see you here next Saturday night. Jim, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Dwayne.